1st, during the first 6 months of the COVID-19 pandemic, workers age 55 and older were 17% more likely to lose their jobs than employees who were just a few years younger. And while some older workers may have involuntarily retired after losing a job or leaving the workforce in recent months, others are still looking for jobs, for something in their field or something new. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you made a career move as a middle-aged or older adult? Was it a choice or a necessity? Are you considering doing something different with your job right now? Have you been employed as an older worker, 40, 50, up? What has that looked like for you during the pandemic? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Carrie Hannon is a work, entrepreneurship, and personal finance expert. She's the author of several books related to the topic, including Never Too Old to Get Rich, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting a Business Midlife, and What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. Carrie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, terrific to be here, Rob. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, there's never a good time of life, Carrie, to lose one's job, but what are some of the unique challenges for people, you know, halfway through their career or well into their career, 40s, 50s, 60s, what do they face when they lose that job?
Yeah, you know, it is truly, it can be really, really tough slog for many people. It does not have to be. But one of the big issues, I think, is people try to replicate their old job. And so, you know, they try to make everything look for exactly the job they had previously. And really, this is a time to open up, you know, look broadly about how your past experience can transfer to something new, because the world of work has been transformed radically over the last year. So we need to get our mindset straight and say, okay, we don't want to necessarily replicate our old job. But, you know, we need to start thinking about how our past experience can move to something new.
Yeah, I think about workers of all ages really in those lines of work hit hardest by the pandemic, in, you know, restaurants or entertainment or just anywhere where people have to gather or it doesn't make sense to do that. They can't just move to another restaurant job or entertainment job or things like that. What kind of things could people in that situation look at to where their skills could translate into another kind of work?
Yeah. The first thing, you know, don't panic, right? And I know it's very frightening. What you need to do is really sit down and take a little time to do some self-evaluation, you know, really take a sense. Don't just throw out that resume that you've had, you know, and just desperately send it to a dozen companies or so. This is really the time to take a look at what you skills you have, what have you been doing, and really pull it apart. Maybe ask people you know about what you're really good at. Sometimes we don't even remember or realize it because it's so natural to us. And you also want to say, okay, what do I really want to do? Yeah, you're looking for a job, you're looking for what's open, but think about what it is that you'd really like to do that you would be passionate about. And then you can start trolling some of those job boards and looking at some of those companies who you're interested in, their websites, to see what kind of jobs are out there. And that's how you start the process. The next step is finding out who do you know that works there.
Yeah, how do we do that? I mean, there's that networking thing, and I know networking is kind of a dirty word for some people, but how can we do some of that positive, you know, contact tracing to see who we know that might help us segue into that new line of work?
Yes, exactly. I like to say networking is one letter away from not working. So get over yourself, get out there and tell everyone you know that you are looking for work. It is not something to be embarrassed about. So many people lost their jobs this year or in the past year. So you really need to, one of the easiest things to do, Rob, is get on LinkedIn. If you don't already have a profile there, set one up, you know, really get a great LinkedIn profile, and it lets you personalize your background and your skills and volunteer experiences and all those kinds of great things. You can put up videos or, you know, presentations you've made. There's a great place to market yourself, and it's easy to get in and out of. It's not hard to do. And that's a great place to look for people you know who might be able to help you. And again, you're not asking them for a job, but you're looking to who your contacts might be on LinkedIn and say, oh, you know, they work at such and such a company that I'm intrigued by. I see they have this job opening. Maybe they can help make an introduction for me or tell me a little bit about, you know, what the company's like. So that's probably your easiest way. But there's other great ways we can. I have someone I know who found a job recently because he was talking at the dinner table to his son's friend. And he said, I'm looking for a job. I think it was teaching English as a second language. And he said, well, you know, you should talk to my mom. And that made that connection. So it's not necessarily your first connection. It can be a second connection.
We're talking to Carrie Hannon about what to do when we need to or want to change careers halfway through, two-thirds of the way through our working life, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. She's the author of a bunch of books, including What's Next? Finding Your Passion, Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, and your stories as someone who works and maybe is changing careers or someone who hires people. Let's go to your calls now. Jim is with us in Beaver Dam. Jim, hi.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, what's your story, Jim?
So I'm in construction. Ended up having to leave one job due to an injury. And so I started this other job last year, putting pools in the ground, and took off, you know, hit the ground running. Everything was going fine. But we ended up having to shut down way early because we were not able to get the parts for the pools because of the COVID. It had shut down the manufacturing plants that made the parts that we needed.
Oh, are you looking? I mean, obviously, right now you're not digging up in-ground pools, but do things look like they're going to be smoothed out by the time the ground softens up this year, Jim?
You know, I, to be honest, with the second wave and how, because I never knew it until I started into this trade. I work with machinery, and so that's why the transition over to the digging pools was smooth for me. But the parts for the pools are made in New York. And with New York being hit, well, predominantly made in New York, and with New York being hit as hard as it was or is with the COVID, I'm worried about what's coming come spring.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Jim. I hope things smooth out in the supply chain there and you're back to work. Carrie, Jim actually did what you're talking about. He translated his construction career into something he could work with post-injury, digging up pools. But the pandemic hit his plan B as well as his plan A.
I know. And that, you know, it's terrific because he actually did do the smart thing there. And he just has to, you know, keep focusing on moving forward. And hopefully the pandemic will not put a stop on all of that. But, you know, some things are out of our hands. So you just have to keep trying to reinvent and rejigger what you're doing to fit where the niches might be.
Thanks a lot for sharing your story at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Jane now, calling from Manitowoc. Jane, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that veterans in the state of Wisconsin have great opportunities for training. First off, myself, when I was switching career fields, I had gone to Lakeshore Technical College, got them to take all my civilian and military experience and all my training through the military, converted into credits and designed two associate degrees for me. And at the same time, I also ended up with a technical certificate, and I only took 9 classes.
Oh, my gosh, Jane, I love this story. This is so great.
Yeah, so, you know, taking that experience into the schools could possibly get you halfway or further toward a degree. And the other thing is, in the state of Wisconsin, we have a separate GI Bill. So if a veteran is a home of record soldier or has lived here for more than 5 years after leaving service, as somebody that may have entered from California, they can go and apply for a Wisconsin GI Bill, which basically waives the tuition at any state college or state technical school.
Jane, so thanks a lot for sharing that. That's great information. I'm hearing a couple things there, Carrie. First of all, I think there might be a lot of people in categories, in this case, veterans, who might not know the kinds of help that are available just for them.
Yeah, and I think that's terrific. I mean, there is some wonderful opportunities that, as Jane just mentioned, that, you know, really to look into. And I can provide it with you later. I have some websites. I recently wrote a column about military transitions, and there's some great websites that really can help you find those programs in your area. And it's very important for career transition.
And then Jane also brings up the issue of, you know, getting training, retraining, certified for a new job. When that person, again, halfway through their career or beyond, is looking to go into a new thing, Carrie, how do they weigh the costs versus benefits of, you know, getting education, a certification, whatever it might be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. This is the time to do that. In fact, we should always be keeping our skills ramped up and current, because in today's world, things move quickly. Things are updated all the time. But when you're transitioning to something new, you really need to make sure you understand. You'll look at those job postings and go, you know, and if you don't have the skill that they're asking for, maybe this is his time to get it. You maybe not need every one of the things they're asking for in that job description, but you need some of them. And so you might start taking a few classes or, you know, reaching out to see what's available before you spend a lot of money, though. And in today's world, with the virtual learning is just skyrocketing, the opportunities to learn online without having to spend a huge amount of money to go back for a degree program. You know, you might be able to get that certificate, like Jane mentioned, and it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment nor a financial commitment. So be very careful about what you choose to do. But if it's going into an area that you want to move to and you know what the job, what it might require, talk to people in that job and say, you know, it, or people who have received the certification you're looking for and say, you know, is this worth it? Did this help you? What kinds of employers are looking for this? But again, everything is, you can start with just one class to ramp up skills in an area that really hone your skills, because that's going to make you more marketable. And that's what a hiring manager is going to look for, that you're going to use this downtime to be doing something. You're active, you're learning, you're adding to your skills. You're not just sitting back and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself or sending out resumes. You're actually self-improvement and making yourself more marketable.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Carrie Hannon, work and career transitions expert. She's written a lot of books on the subject, including Great Jobs for Everyone 50 Plus. We're talking about how to handle unemployment when you're in your later stages of your work or your career. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If this is you, you've had to make a career move, maybe unexpected or maybe something you wanted to do. Tell us how it went, what you did, whether you got extra training or if you struggled to make that switch. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with Carrie Hannon, a career transitions expert. Her books include What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have questions or maybe a story to share. 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Anthony is with us, calling from Eau Claire. Anthony, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. This is a great conversation.
What did you want to tell us about, Anthony?
Well, I've been a massage therapist for 30 years, and of course, the pandemic had us shut down for a time, and it forced me to begin some projects that I've been procrastinating on for a long time, and also to develop my skills that I'd learned over the years as a massage therapist. And so I started a couple of new projects and just completed them just about now. So COVID was the impetus for me to stop procrastinating and kind of build into my dream.
What did you do? What kind of new things did you do when you couldn't actually do the hands-on work?
So what I did is I did a video series on mindfulness, a very short mindfulness course, and I'm really proud of that. And then I've also started to teach my yoga classes online, because I'm also a yoga teacher, and teach meditation, which is something that I've done but have never stepped up to teach.
Fantastic. Well, Anthony, yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
I was just going to say, I absolutely love the way you were able to build on your existing skill set, but take it to a new platform and kind of embrace technology, which is exactly what needed to be done to be virtually available. And probably you can reach more people this way than you did as a massage therapist.
Thanks a lot for sharing that story, Anthony. I appreciate it. Now, Carrie, there might be a lot of people with that skill they could share, but maybe without the skills, the online skills that Anthony had. What kind of things can they do to maybe overcome their fears of trying to learn an online platform?
I know, you've just got to do it. And you know, if you, I used to always ask my nieces to help me, but if you, there's actually a really neat platform that I've just heard about and I've started working with called Get Set Up. And they do really basic stuff, like how do you get started setting up a Zoom stuff. And it's a relatively new platform, but they're interactive classes for people in this age category. And so you're not just trying to teach yourself from a YouTube video, which of course you can do that as well. But this is just, you have somebody with you on the other side of the screen that can answer your questions. And, you know, I'm not trying to do a big plug for them, but it's an online community that has these really basic tech skills that I think are kind of interesting to look at. There's another one called Senior Planet that does similar kind of classes that are they're inexpensive, and in some cases, they're free.
Thanks a lot for sharing your story, Anthony. We'll go now to Robin calling from Appleton. Robin, hi.
Hi there.
What's your story, Robin?
In my mid-50s, I was a construction estimator at the height of the recession. My company was sold, and my job went with it, and did not know what to do. I went back to college and got my degree as an occupational therapy assistant. I am now in the best job of my life. It was not a door closing. It was a huge window opening. I work with adults with different abilities, helping them get jobs in the community. So don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to try something different, something you may not have ever thought of before.
Robin, thanks a lot. Carrie, sounds like Robin's right out of your playbook there.
I like Robin. It's all about your mindset. And actually, in reality, at this stage of our lives, nothing has to be forever. It's not like your linear career where you felt like you're going to do this the rest of your life. At this stage, you might do something for 5 years. Not that Robin will, but she has longer. But, you know, you may switch and do something completely different, or you might do this and something else. So don't get locked into the decision I make today, the job I go after today is what I need. I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. That is not true. It's like a patchwork quilt.
Thanks, Robin, for sharing your story at 800-642-1234. We're talking about making career transitions in the second or maybe even third act of your working career. Carrie Hannon is with us. Her books include What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. Carrie, a lot of people are working at home because of the pandemic now, and I know you've looked pre-pandemic. I think you were looking at, you know, working at home options. If people want to do that, even if there's not a pandemic, what kind of things should they consider and how can they avoid? I know there are a lot of work at home scams and spams out there.
Yeah, there are some really great work at home jobs today, and this isn't going away. The genie is out of the bottle. There's going to be more and more of them. And for workers in this age group, I think it's fantastic because it kind of eliminates that commute when we get back to doing that. And ageism doesn't jump into the question as much, because when you're not standing next to somebody who's 20 years younger, then it, you know, sort of that the visual thing is a little bit easier. You're judged on your performance and the quality of your work and your productivity. This is great. So I suggest there's some really excellent job boards so you can start sleuthing around. Flexjobs.com is one I like a lot, but there's lots of them. I have a new book called Great Pajama Jobs, and I talk a lot about different avenues. But in every field that you can think of, there's some great remote options. But you want to make sure, check with the Better Business Bureau. Make sure, you know, do a web search to make sure there's nothing, you know, anything you can find out about a company. And really, the red flags are if anyone's asking you to send them money to get started working for them, that's not going to work. And, you know, there's some, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But many, many legitimate companies have great work from home opportunities. And there's so many opportunities today. And I think we're just going to see more of that.
We heard from Dave in La Crosse, who says that he works in heating and cooling, constantly looking for people in that line of work. Dave says other trades like plumbing and construction are in the same position and happy to train folks. Now, people in their 40s or 50s might not have it on the radar to, at this point in their life, enter into a trade. What do you think of that option, Carrie?
I think trades are fantastic. I mean, honestly, there's so many. I think this is the, as infrastructure, particularly in America, starts getting some attention paid to it. So with the housing market, people are doing stuff in their homes. This is a skill that is so treasured. If you have a skilled trade, I think you're going to find work in today's economy, and it's going to continue to grow. And there are some great avenues to do that, that again, doesn't have to cost a fortune to do, but you can take great pride in your work, and you're in demand. Trust me, you're in demand. And so I think that skilled trades are a wonderful way. And again, that LinkedIn is not going to be a way for the skilled trades necessarily to find the work you're looking for. But there are other great, more even Facebook community networking you can do to find work that way.
In our last few moments, Carrie, aside from the practical advice, can you give a little pep talk to help people keep a positive mindset in what might be a tough time during this transition while looking for a new job?
Yeah, I mean, I think looking back with some of what our callers have said is this positive mindset that, yes, in fact, you are going to find something. And at the moment you see, you may think, you know, that door is shut. It is opening somewhere else. I know it's trite, but it's true. And you don't realize it until you've made that turn. One thing I did want to mention is you need to, you know, beef up that resume, redo your resume, because your resume is not your obituary. It is an advertisement. So you want to stick to the last 10 years of the work you've done, tell your car story or the challenge you faced, the action you did and the result. You want to tell a narrative to let employers know a little bit about you. So don't focus going back 20 years. Keep it short and simple and snap it up a little bit. So that's really, really important. And I also think it's important to, if possible, when you're in an interview with somebody, be curious. It goes a long way to fighting ageism, even if it's very subtle, because it shows that you're looking forward and you're not stuck in the past. So, you know, you might say, well, something I'm really curious about, when to start a phrase when you're doing an interview, because it may be a virtual interview, of course, but being curious is something that is quite appealing and it shows an active mind.
Carrie, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
Carrie Hannon is a work, entrepreneurship, and personal finance expert. Her books include Never Too Old to Get Rich and What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.